Hi, this is Bishop E. James Logan, Senior Pastor of Christian Faith Fellowship Church in Zion, Illinois. Welcome to our podcast. I pray you'll be blessed by a fresh word from God every time you tune in.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Bless you, saints, all that have tuned in to receive the word of God. Privilege to deliver the word. It's a privilege to receive it and deliver it to you. I'm always overwhelmed. Take it very, very seriously, as many of you already know. Excuse me. So, let's get right into it, because it is the ever-living word of God. Open your Bible with me and turn to Matthew's Gospel, the sixth chapter, Matthew chapter 6. And I'm going to read verses 31 through 33. I'll be reading from the ESV. You can read it from New King James or King James or whatever version that helps you. All right, Matthew 6, verses 31 through 33. And it so reads, "Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, 'What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear?'" Verse 32, "For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all." Verse 33, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." Let's pray. Father in heaven, we need you. We need you every day, and we need you more and more every day. I need you to help me deliver this word. Anoint me afresh. Let your spirit come upon me, bubble up on the inside of me. Speak through me. Let your people hear your voice in my voice and receive from their shepherd, the good shepherd, that we all may be edified and you may be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen. Tonight we're going to talk about the kingdom mentality. That's the title of our message tonight, the kingdom mentality. Last time we spoke, we talked about being earthly minded, which is really our earth mentality. Now we're going to talk about and show you the difference between being earthly minded, having an earth mentality, and being kingdom or heavenly minded and having a kingdom mentality, why it's so important today. So Jesus says that unbelievers are worried about what they're going to eat, what they're going to drink, what they're going to put on, the basic necessities of life. This is what unbelievers are worried about on a daily basis, and particularly now with all that's going on in our world. But those that have faith in God, Jesus says, those that have faith in God, that know they have a heavenly Father, put the kingdom of God first, because they know that God is going to provide all their basic necessities, particularly in troubled times. In troubled times, when times are like they are now, people that don't have faith or have an earthly mentality and don't have a kingdom mentality, they worry more and more about the basic necessities in life. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I'm trying to calm you down even now. I'm trying to bring more peace into your life even now. I'm trying to shift your mentality from a worldly, earthly mentality to a heavenly and kingdom mentality. In fact, those that have no faith in God, that do not know God as their heavenly Father, do not know Jesus as Savior and Lord, do not possess the great gift of Holy Spirit leading and guiding them, they don't know that God saves, he heals and delivers. Salvation, he will protect you, he will provide for you, and he will preserve your life. I want you to know, believers, saints of God, that God will preserve you while he provides for you, and he will protect you while he's providing and preserving you. I want you to know that God knows exactly where you are. He knows exactly what you need, and he is in the business and in the process of being your heavenly father. You just have to become more heavenly minded. All right, let's keep going. Psalm 37, verse 39, ESV. The salvation of the righteous is from God. The salvation of the righteous is from God. The only one that can genuinely, completely, authentically save us is God. He goes on to say, he is their stronghold in the time of trouble. You know, a stronghold is a safe, fortified place. God is our safe, fortified place. The kingdom of God is our safe and fortified place. When God saved us and puts us in the kingdom, you and I are in the safest place you could ever be in. Yes, Lord, right there. Lift your hands and thank him. Thank you for putting me in the safest place possible in your kingdom. That's why we have to have a kingdom mentality, because it will bring peace. It genders peace. It fosters peace. It radiates peace. Hallelujah. And peace produces confidence. So the kingdom mentality says, in troubled times when they come, I know God will protect, provide, and preserve me. I'll say that again. The kingdom mentality, the kingdom mindset says, when troubled times arise, I know my God will protect me, provide for me, and preserve me. I know he will, because that's the mentality I have by being in his kingdom. Philippians 3:20. This is very important scripture. The whole foundation of this message is based on this one scripture. Philippians 3:20. But our citizenship, ESV says, our citizenship, I think the King James says conversation, means the same thing. Our citizenship is in heaven. We've been talking about this. Our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. This is what Paul says. Paul says our citizenship, or we're citizens of heaven. Now, why is that crucial? Why is that important for us to understand? Well, a citizen, by definition, is an inhabitant of a community, and therefore they are beneficiaries of all the rights and privileges of that community, city, nation, kingdom. So since we are kingdom citizens, we are a part of the community of heaven. Please understand that. We are a part of the community of heaven, more now so than we are a part of the community on earth. Please understand that. We are a part of this community of the kingdom, the citizenship. Our citizenship is in the kingdom, and therefore we are also beneficiaries of all the rights and privileges in the kingdom. I know we're fighting for rights down here. There's nothing wrong with that. Except if you forget your rights as a citizen of the kingdom, you're going to miss so much more than you could ever grasp being earthly minded and thinking only about your rights and privileges here. This is why Paul says we are citizens of heaven. We are citizens of the community. As citizens of the kingdom of God, we have supernatural rights and supernatural privileges. Write that one down. As citizens of the kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven, we have supernatural rights. We have supernatural privileges. Ah, man, you really got to grab a hold of that by faith. That'll take you to where you need to be immediately when you understand right this moment as a believer, as a born-again, spirit-filled believer, you have supernatural rights and supernatural privileges. You have access to the supernatural. When the natural fails you, access the supernatural. That's what it means to have a kingdom mentality. Now, what we also need to understand is once we're born again, now that we're born again and we're citizens of God's kingdom, the earth is not our home. Write that down. This earth is not your home, my brother, my sister. This is not our home. We are passing through. We're now foreigners down here on this earth. You have to see yourself differently, my God in heaven. You have to see yourself as a foreigner because your citizenship, our citizenship is in heaven. Heaven is the abode of God. We spiritually speaking, we live with God. We are with God. We are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, who sits at the right hand of God. Your position is totally different spiritually than it was before you were born again. So we live spiritually where God lives in eternity in the kingdom of God. So our rights and our privileges that are supernatural, our treasure is supernatural. Everything God has for us is supernatural. So we can't just focus on the natural and leave out the supernatural, because that's where our supernatural privileges are, and that's in eternity. Hallelujah. Psalm 16, verse 11. You will show me the path of life. In your presence, God's presence, is the fullness of joy. And at his right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. This is why we have to become more kingdom-minded, more heavenly-minded, because that's where our treasures and pleasures that God has for us are. There's a guarantee of pleasures in the kingdom that's not guaranteed here on earth. Did you hear what I said? This is why we have to have a kingdom mentality, because that's where everything is guaranteed. Because Jesus said, in the world we'll have tribulation. I wish I could pray trouble away from you, but if you've been alive and in your right mind any length of time, you know we're all going to experience trouble. Whether you're saved or not, there's just trouble in this world because the world is fallen. The only place we will not experience trouble is in the kingdom. So we must have a kingdom mentality so we can supersede the troubles that we experience and face down here on the ground. We have supernatural rights and privileges. Being a citizen of heaven gives us access, direct access, instantaneous access. Again, we're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, who is seated at the right hand of God. We have immediate access to God. What does that mean? We have immediate access to God's love, his grace, his mercy, his anointings, his power, his authority, his wisdom. The only way to access it is you have to be kingdom minded. You have to have a kingdom mentality. This is what the enemy, this is what Satan, the devil, this is what the little g god of this world does not want you to understand. He wants you to think you only have access to what you can see, taste, touch, and feel. But I want you to know that there's more to what you have access to than what the world is telling you. Matthew 6:19. Jesus is speaking. Stop storing up treasures for yourselves on earth where moths and rust destroy and thieves break in and steal. Jesus says in verse 20, instead of doing that, store up treasures for yourselves in heaven or in the kingdom where moths don't and rust don't destroy and thieves can't break in and steal. See, being earthly minded causes people to place their treasures where they can be easily stolen. Let me say that again. Being earthly minded causes people to put their valuables where everybody else can get it. That's why you don't walk in blessing and prosperity, because when God blesses you and prospers you, you put it out where somebody can steal it, and now you got to keep starting over. God didn't give us blessings for it to be stolen. He wants us to hold on to it. Any more than you buy your child a graduation gift or Christmas gift for it to be stolen the next day. So whatever God blesses you and I with, He doesn't want it to be stolen. So in order for it not to be stolen, we have to have a kingdom mentality and not put the valuable things that God gives us out in the open that can be easily stolen. Being earthly minded also prevents us from accessing what's in heaven. When we can't access what's in heaven, we fight over the stuff we see on earth. Yeah, write that down. Say loud. Revelation. When we cannot access, because we're earthly minded, when we don't have a heavenly and a kingdom mentality, then everything we think we have is only on earth, and now we gotta fight to get it. We gotta compete with other people to get it. And this is what's wearing you down and wearing you out, because you need to elevate your thinking to a kingdom mentality, and you need to think of where your treasure is and begin to access it from heaven, and know that in this sense, what God has for you, nobody can take it from you, because it's not in the view or eyesight or access to people on earth. That's why you don't fight with people. That's why we don't wrestle with flesh and blood, because flesh and blood cannot access what God, hallelujah, has for me. I'm not afraid or worried about any man, woman, boy, or girl. I'm thinking about principalities and powers. That's what you need to be understanding when you get a kingdom mentality that I'll talk about it another time. Matthew 13:44. Jesus is speaking. Again, he says, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a treasure hid in a field. Stop, think about that for a moment before we go further. Jesus says the kingdom is like a treasure hid in a field. He goes on to say, which when a man hath found, he hides it, and for joy goes and sells all that he has and buys the field. This man has a kingdom mentality. Let's break it down. Jesus says the kingdom is like, this is a parable, so God throws truths along a side of real things to give us deeper understanding for those that are kingdom minded, and yet to hide the truth from those that are earthly minded. So anyway, Jesus says the kingdom is like a treasure. So Jesus is comparing the kingdom of God with a treasure. A treasure, for those of you that may not know, I got something else to say about that in a minute. A treasure is simply a collection of extremely valuable things. Say it again. A treasure is simply a collection of extremely valuable things. So Jesus says the kingdom of God is like a collection, my Lord help me, of extremely valuable things. You didn't know all this was in the kingdom.
Because the enemy wants you to be earthly minded and worry about this and that and the other. You don't even know what you have being in the kingdom. Jesus is trying to help us understand. Now, hear this and understand. The funny thing about treasury is everybody knows what it is. Think about that for a minute. Do you, and maybe there's a handful or so, or who knows, but think about this. How many of you have been taught what a treasure is? Nobody needed to teach you what treasure is. Nobody needed to give you an explanation of treasure. Somehow, we all grew up just knowing what treasure is. I don't think you went to school and took Treasure 101. You just know what treasure is. You didn't necessarily have to be taught what it was. You just know what it is. Please hear what I'm saying. Because this is what Jesus is telling us. Nobody needs to tell you what the kingdom is. You ought to know what it is. Just like you know what treasure is, you ought to know what the kingdom of God is. If you don't know what treasure is, shame on you. And if you don't know what the kingdom of God is, double shame on you. Even if you're not saved, you ought to have an idea and a concept in your mind of what the kingdom of God is. So this is what Jesus is saying. The kingdom is like treasure, and everyone should know it. That's what he's saying. The kingdom of God is like treasure, and everybody ought to know that. No excuse. Everybody ought to know that. Jesus never says the world is a treasure. He never says the earth is a treasure. You know what else Jesus never does? Watch this now. Jesus never says your job is a treasure. He never says your property is a treasure. He never says your education is a treasure. All the things that most people on earth treasure, God doesn't call it treasure. Isn't that interesting? That means you got to shift your mind, because we're putting too much value in things that God does not value, and not putting enough value in the things that God values. Now, let me go on to say this, because I don't want to scare you. It's not a sin to have any of these things. The key is knowing where they belong in your life. Write that down. It's not a sin to be blessed with property and money or education or anything for that matter the earth may provide. The key is knowing where it fits in your life relative to your assignment. That's the key. See, but the real question that Jesus is trying to pose to us is, do we know the place the kingdom belongs in our life? Selah. Pause and think about that. Do you know the place the kingdom belongs in your life? Do you know the place the kingdom of God belongs in your life? Do you have a kingdom mentality? Got time. Let me share this parabolic revelation with you. In Matthew chapter number 4, the Bible says the devil takes Jesus up on a high mountain, shows him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And the devil says to Jesus, I'll give you all of this. I'll give it all to you right now if you fall down and worship me. Of course, Jesus declines. Why does Jesus decline? Because Jesus had a kingdom mentality. Glory be to God.
Jesus didn't have an earthly mentality where he wanted, right? Oh, it's right now in front of me. I'm finna get it right now. Oh man, who could turn that deal down? Man, I just accepted the deal, man. It's a once in a lifetime deal. I'm trying to talk to somebody prophetically in this parabolic revelation. See, don't take something quickly that you ain't worked for. Hallelujah. It may seem like a deal that you can't pass up, but there are some deals that are too good to be true. I'm talking to somebody. You just met him. Don't marry him. You just met her. Don't marry her. I know all the dots are crossed, all the T's are crossed, rather, and all the I's are dotted, but it's more to it than that. You need to look into this before you accept this deal. Before you sign, before you sign that contract, you need to look a little bit deeper. You need to look at the thing behind the thing. And so Jesus declines. And as I said, why? Because Jesus knew he was going to get all of those things anyway, the right way. What's the right way? He had to die on the cross. He had to suffer. He had to do his duty. Hallelujah. We got folk that want honor before duty. You can't get honor before you do your duty. Jesus didn't get his honor before he did his duty. After he was resurrected, he was given a name that was above every name. My God, he had to do his duty. He had to complete his assignment before he got the honor that God promised him. Can I talk to somebody that's looking for shortcuts? There are no shortcuts in the kingdom of God. You got to pick up your cross just like Jesus did. We got to pick up our cross like Jesus did. There's no honor before duty. Duty always precedes honor. Find out what your duty is and get busy doing that. Stop letting other people, particularly the world, tell you what your duty is. Go to God. He has an assignment and a purpose for your life. And if you have to fast and pray until you hear from God, you need to hear from God so you can be busy doing your duty. Then you can get the honor that comes with doing your duty. That's what Lucifer is all about. He said, I'm going to be like the Most High God. You just can't be like him because you want to be him. You can't just rule over everything because you want to be him. Satan did nothing. Lucifer did nothing to earn the right to be God, because he cannot do anything to be God, because he is created by God. Back to the parable, and we'll go to the end of our message and pray for you. Notice Jesus says the man bought the field, the entire field, but all he wanted was the kingdom that was in the field. But he bought the whole field. And there's wisdom in that that we can pull out. Think about a field. A field, and I'm not going to get too deep into this, but a field, by definition, is an open space that anyone can walk through. That means it's not fenced in or walled in. It's a field. It's an open field. So this man is walking through a field that others have walked through. Others, hundreds, thousands. You think about it. And he sees the kingdom in this field. So he must have been looking beyond the natural. Hear what I'm saying? Because the kingdom, again, is supernatural. But in the field, there are, who knows what, dead animals, bones, beer cans, all kinds of things in the field. Some of you walk through fields. But none of that earthly stuff caught this man's eye. Depending on where you are, you might walk through a field. There may be gun shell, bullet shells, crack pipes, bullet casings. That's what I'm looking at, yeah, thinking about. Yeah, there may be, I mean, it may just be horrible, deplorable, syringes. All kinds of things. I won't even go any deeper than that. You get it. This is in the field. But this man overlooked all the mess in the field and seized the kingdom. sees something of value. I'm trying to get somebody to shift your vision and shift your focus. You see trouble and sickness and disease and lack around you. But I want you to know you're in the kingdom. You got to shift your focus and get a kingdom mentality. Because if all you look at is the foolishness and the mess in the field, you'll miss the kingdom. This man didn't do that. This man saw so much value, watch this now, in the kingdom that he bought the whole field and all the junk in it. Everything it contained, he bought the whole field because what he was after was more valuable than the mess he saw. In fact, the Bible says this man spent all he had to buy this field. Are you hearing me? Are you beginning to embrace the value of the kingdom? I want you to know what you have is more valuable than you realize. Jesus is explaining this to us in this one parable that we have time to deal with. This man got his whole life savings. He spent everything he had to buy this field. Now, you know what the world will tell you? It's not worth it. You overpaid. World's trying to tell us now, doesn't matter to be a Christian, means nothing to be a Christian. You're wasting your time. You're wasting your talent. You're wasting your treasure going to church, giving money to the church. Giving money to the church. You're wasting your time giving all that to the church. You're wasting your time doing all that praying. There's no value in it. You're wasting your time reading the Bible like you do every day. That's what the world will tell you, that it's not valuable and all the mess that they see. Yes, it's easy to see that, but we see more. Hallelujah. We see what the world can't see. That's why we keep praying. That's why we keep fasting. That's why we keep giving. That's why we keep serving, because we see what the world cannot see, because we have a kingdom mentality. See, depends on what you're seeking. See, if you just walk through the field, you know, looking for a radiator to put on an old car, that's probably all you're gonna see. If you're walking through a field looking for some change so you can go get something strange, that's probably all you're going to see. But if you're in this world and you know there's more to this world, hallelujah. If you're in this world and you know there's more to it than what you see, then you're looking for something that average person will not see. So now, because this man sought the kingdom, saw the kingdom, and valued the kingdom, he embraced the kingdom and became a kingdom citizen. Now, you know what kind of man this is now? Let me explain it to you as we get ready to close. Now, this man walks through the earth in dominion with the world under his feet, literally and spiritually. Now, this man has possessions. He owns a field. He got the kingdom. Now he owns the field. He can build a business. He can do what he wants with that land now. And now he can prosper. He has earthly provisions. But he lives in the kingdom. Now he has supernatural power and access to supernatural things. And now he just straight up know he blessed. Because he has a kingdom mentality. He knows he doesn't have to fight for food. He knows he doesn't have to wrestle with other people for jobs, security. He knows he doesn't have to beg for food or the things that he needs. He has access, complete, total access to God's love, to God's grace, to God's mercy, to God's anointing. He knows when he needs to be anointed for a situation that tries to overwhelm him. He knows how to power up. I want somebody to power up. I'm talking to a saint. I want you to power up. You have access to anointings, plural. You don't have to let any demon, anything overpower you. You have access to anointings. I'm telling you to power up. And I guarantee whatever is standing against you, you will have the power and the authority of God to overcome it. That's a kingdom mentality. My last scripture and I'm done. Again, it's Psalm 37 and 39. Salvation of the righteous is from God. He is their stronghold in the time of trouble. Bow your heads with me. We are in times of trouble, but God is still your refuge. He's still our refuge. The kingdom is still our refuge. You are not just in this world. You are in the kingdom of God. And it's more valuable than any treasure this earth can offer you. My brother, my sister, get a kingdom mentality and hold on to it, because it is of great price. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Well, I hope and I believe this short message really, really blessed you. I believe it struck a nerve, if I can say it that way. It really struck a nerve in you, causing you to realize and see how the enemy is trying to dictate how you think through all these other medias out here. And I'm not saying don't listen to the news and this and that. But I'm telling you, I'm encouraging you, maintain a kingdom mentality, because to be earthly minded is death, but to be heavenly kingdom minded, the Bible says, is life and peace. Peace be unto you. Bishop E. James, Pastor Deborah Logan here from the sanctuary, the empty, still empty sanctuary of Christian Faith Fellowship Church here in Zion. Please, please take the time to text support for this ministry so it can continue to bless you. We are working on more and more ways to reach the masses, and you can help us do that with your support. Thank you. God bless you. Peace be unto you.
Well, thank you for joining us. I also want to thank you in advance for clicking on the link to support our ministry. Your giving is what moves ministry forward, and ministry must move forward. You can also visit us online at cffczion.org for more information. If you were blessed by this word, please subscribe and share this podcast with your friends and family. God bless you.